Time now for a check of sports here on KJN. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJN Sports. Taking a look at the little bit of high school basketball had around the area from last night's play. Of course, the girls' games were just mostly the higher class schools because the smaller classes have already began postseason play. But a couple of games involving Hawkeye 10 teams last night. Glenwood defeated Denison Schleswig 58-35 and Harlan 63-45 over Lewis Central. In other games, Bishop Heelan of Sioux City a winner 69-43 over Abraham Lincoln. Dallas Center Grimes beat Knoxville 64-26. Perry a 56-42 winner over Boone. Sydney beat Essex 42-32. And Winterset was a 50-20 winner over Carroll. That was girls' high school action from last night. In boys' play, Hawkeye 10 teams involved in games include Creston over Clarinda 76-60. Denison Schleswig beat Glenwood 70-51. Harlan over Lewis Central 68-52. Kemper Catholic beat Nottoway Valley 65-52. Lenox 62-59 over Red Oak. And Shenandoah 73-38 over Riverside. Rolling Valley teams in action last night. Adair Casey over Guthrie Center 41-32. And West Harrison beat Exira EHK 78-68. Some Western Iowa Conference matchups. Trainer 55-45 over Griswold. Underwood beat Underwood beat Missouri Valley 51-41, and Woodbine beat Logan Magnolia 50-46. Some other boys' games: Bedford over Stanton 60-43, Carroll over Winterset 74-42, Perry beat Boone 81-70, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 67-32, and Sydney was a 67-35 winner over Essex. That's a look at boys' high school action from last night. In other sporting news here this morning, some notes on the Olympic front. Anna Finninger won the Olympic Super G on Saturday in a race in which many of the early skiers struggled to get down the tricky course. The 24-year-old Austrian finished 1 minute 25.52 seconds, edging Maria Hoffel-Reich of Germany by 55 hundredths of a second. Nicole Hosp of Austria was third. The combination of soft snow and tight course design by Florian Winkler of Austria had early skiers struggling to make it down. Of the opening eight racers, only seven of them didn't finish. Only one finished out of those eight. The Austrians maintained their dominance in this Olympic event. Finninger and Haas made it eight of a possible 24 medals since the Super G began at the 1988 Calgary Games. Pre-race favorites Laura Gutt of Switzerland and Tina Mays of Slovenia were fourth and fifth. Julia Mancuso of the U.S. was eighth. U.S. speed skaters are looking to bounce back from an awful start in the Sochi Olympics by slipping back into old suits that should have been made obsolete by new high-tech gear, but the new high-tech gear was blamed by many of the skaters to be slowing them down. U.S. coach Matthew Corman said American skaters will be wearing different suits when the 1500-meter final opens this evening. Shawnee Davis, a double silver medalist in the event, will be looking for the first U.S. speed skating medal in the Games. More than halfway through the Sochi Olympics, the IOC's top anti-doping official says he's not surprised there have been no positive tests so far. Arne Lundqvist, chairman of the IOC Medical Commission, says the stringent drug testing system is working as a deterrent. The U.S. men's hockey team is back in action here this morning against Russia, and the host squad there taking on the U.S. team. Jonathan Quick chosen as the man to be in goal for the U.S. team. And so far, it's a 1-1 contest. Right now, they're in the second intermission. The third period is just getting started. And it's a good game between those teams so far. Pavel Datsyuk got the scoring started for the Russians, getting them an early lead in the second period. And then later on in the second period, on a power play goal, it was Cam Fowler of the U.S. sneaking one through off of his skate. And it tied things up at one apiece. And right now, they are 1-1 heading into that third period that just got underway there in Sochi. And top 25 college basketball from yesterday, it was a low-scoring, tense defensive struggle between two teams with no love lost on Valentine's Day. When it ended, Arizona State had knocked off second-ranked Arizona 69-66 in double overtime, touching off a wild celebration in Tempe. That's the first time the Sun Devils had had a victory over a ranked team in the top five in 22 years. It's just the second loss of the season for Arizona. Jermaine Marshall scored the go-ahead basket with 14.7 seconds left in overtime, the second overtime, and they also got a block shot late that helped seal it. And Marshall led all scorers with 29 points there for the Sun Devils as they improved to 19-6 overall. Arizona falls to 23-2. Another top 25 hoops, Montrezl Harrell scored a career-high 22 points. Number 13 Louisville built a 30-point first-half lead en route to an 82-58 victory over Temple. Number 23 SMU went on the road and beat Rutgers 77-65. Nick Moore scored 16 of his 21 points in the second half for Coach Larry Brown's 20-5 Mustangs. That's SMU's first win as a ranked team in 29 years. Also in other action last night in some top 25 women's college basketball, it was 6th-ranked Stanford defeating 15th-ranked Arizona State 61-35, and 22nd-ranked California beat Arizona 65-49. And there'll be lots of other top 25 college basketball action on the slate here today, and we've got a game coming up for you here later on this morning for the Iowa Hawkeyes, as they will be taking on a squad here on the road today, in Happy Valley, take on Penn State, the Nittany Lions. That one gets underway at 11 o'clock with the pregame start time, and the tip-off will be set for noon here today. Gary Dolphin, Bobby Hansen, and the crew will have the call of that one for you coming up here later on this morning. Once again, that gets underway at 11 o'clock with the pregame Iowa at Penn State. And also later on here today, the Iowa State Cyclones will be in action as well here as they play a contest today as well at home. They'll be taking on the Texas Tech Red Raiders and looking to bounce back from a loss, a bad loss earlier this past week to West Virginia. But other top 25 games that are on the slate here today, by the way, Iowa State at 11th and Iowa at 16th right now in the polls. Top-ranked Syracuse plays host to North Carolina State today. Third-ranked Florida is at 14th-ranked Kentucky. Air Force is at 5th-ranked San Diego State. TCU is at 7th-ranked Kansas. Maryland is at 8th-ranked Duke. Houston is at 10th-ranked Cincinnati. VCU will play at 12th-ranked St. Louis. 17th-ranked Virginia is at Clemson. West Virginia plays at 19th-ranked Texas. 20th-ranked Memphis is at 24th-ranked UConn. 22nd-ranked Ohio State at Illinois, and 25th-ranked Pittsburgh is at North Carolina. Those are all top 25 matchups here on the slate for today. Also, a couple of notes as well from Major League Baseball. Starter Matt Latos has had surgery to repair torn cartilage in his left knee, giving the Cincinnati Reds a concern as they open spring training. He suffered the injury a few days before the start of spring training in Arizona, and he'll have to stop throwing for about 10 days to get that knee to heal. And Jim Fregosi, a former All-Star who won more than 1,000 games as a manager for four teams, has died after an apparent stroke. He was 71 years old. The Atlanta Braves say they were notified by a family member that Fregosi died early Friday morning in Miami, where he was hospitalized after the apparent stroke while on a cruise with baseball alumni. We'll have high school basketball for you tonight here on KJN. It's the Atlantic Trojans in their first round playoff game, as they'll be playing in 3A regional action against Red Oak tonight. That's set to tip off at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air just before that to bring you the broadcast here on KJN. We'll have the live audio streaming on the web as well. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.